This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning, gardeners. It's time to get out there. If you haven't had your coffee, grab a cup of coffee. Join us. We've got some great information coming to you today from our listeners, from myself, from everyone out there. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to go right back into the phone lines and help out as many as we can today. So Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Richard in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have three quick, easy questions.
All right.
The first is, I'm preparing my flower beds, my annual flower beds for next year. Should I add composted cow manure to enrich that soil now, or should I wait until the spring?
I would definitely try to do both. You can add it now. It's definitely going to help into the soil. Some of it will break down. And in the spring, maybe a little bit later than, you know, first this spring, feel into the soil and maybe add some more to it to work its way through for the summer. Because now it's going to break down over the winter. You never know when we're going to get that snow. So it could do both. I would definitely do something now and then something again earlier in the spring.
Okay. My second question is, I'm interested in overwintering geraniums that were planted in the garden during the summer months. Can I move those to a pot and overwinter them indoors? And if so, how should I do that?
So you can definitely try it. It's not going to hurt it. You know, it's not going to hurt to try it, is what I mean.
Okay.
There could be a little bit of shock when it's coming in. Especially with some of the cold weather we've already had. It might have had a frost on it a little bit. But you can definitely bring it inside. Put it in a pot that's going to get as much of the root system from the ground as possible. And you take it and you allow it to have some sort of dormant period. I've seen a lot of times where people put it in like a basement, put it in like a bulkhead area where it'll still get some cool temperatures, but it won't freeze completely. It'll freeze, but it won't have that freeze-thaw effect. You can also put it in like a garage, but it needs that dormancy period to be ready for next year, so you can do it again next year. If you want to bring it in so you can use it all winter so you can see the flowers, that type of thing, you're going to have to continue to take care of it and work with it that way. But usually, like I said, they have a dormancy period, so that's why you would put it in a pot. Water it now. Maybe water it about once a month, maybe a little bit less, going for the entire winter. You don't want the root system to stay wet. You want it to, you know, have a little bit of water in there so it will survive. But at the same time, you know, you kind of let it sit and forget about it a bit.
Okay. And is this the right time to add fertilizer for hemlocks? I have a soldier's row of hemlocks
Okay, so you can usually use Holytone on them. At this time of year, I'd recommend using it at half the rate that the bag says. You definitely want to do it in the spring, early spring, at full rate. Now, you want to make sure when you fertilize it, you go to what's called the drip edge. However wide the trees are is the drip edge. Don't put it close to the trunk. Put it outside to that drip edge. So what I would do is take a look at each plant. And I know they're in a row, so it's not that easy to do. But take a look at each plant and say, okay, it goes out 3 feet from the trunk. So I'm going to make four holes around that tree and say, and take however much they say on the bag per tree and put it in all four of those holes, cover it up and water it in. So you could just do the outsides. As you said, it's a soldier row. So you could just do one on either side of the row and do half and half. But at this time of year, you only want to use half the rate. You're not trying to promote growth. You're trying to just help that root system for the winter. But giving it a little something helps it save it. But spring, as soon as the ground thaws, that's when you want to get that in there.
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
All right, Richard. Thank you so much for the phone call. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are you tired of the mice moving in to your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you just like using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic replies by smell and works as an irritant that drives mice away. Just use one throw pack per average-sized room and you're mouse-free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or a 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are family-made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. Longfellow Greenhouse in Manchester, Maine. Eldridge Hardware in York, Maine. And Skillings Garden Center in Falmouth and Cumberland. All right, so the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I have two hydrangea bushes, and I want they're getting pretty big, so I need to cut them back, and I just wasn't sure when's a good time to do that.
So what kind of hydrangeas do you have?
I don't know the name, but they're the ones that are white, and then they turn like a greenish color. Like right now, the buds are all still out there, and they're like a green.
Yeah, I think you have a limelight hydrangea. Would that make sense?
Oh, that could be it, because yeah, they're white at first.
Yep. Okay. So those are the type, it's a paniculata hydrangea, where you could actually prune in the spring. And it's not going to affect this year's blossoms. So it'd be early spring, late winter. If you look at some different websites, how they describe pruning hydrangeas, to me, I'm looking at it and saying that just makes everything seem odd. But what they say is late winter.
Okay.
So you're sitting there saying, okay, late winter could be like May in New England. But you never know. But they're just really talking like the earliest of spring, right at that part where we start to start spring. What I can suggest for you now to do, after you're done with the blossoms this year, you know, they still look good. So, you know, why cut them if they look good? When they start to turn a little bit brown for you, you're seeing the tips turn brown, I want you to cut the flowers off on all of them, because what's going to happen is the snow and the weight from the snow is going to bend the plants down, and it's going to start at the flowers because those are at the top, and it could end up cracking some of the inside of the hydrangea. So by cutting those back now, especially with paniculata hydrangeas have very large blossoms. So putting snow on that's going to take a lot of weight and just pull the plant down. So after they're done blooming, you can cut those back to help protect them for the winter. The other thing you can do is you can use some wilt stop on those fresh cuts and the buds of the hydrangea. You know, where you cut the blossoms off, you can spray on there. And you're going to notice that the tips of the hydrangea, there's going to be the buds there. You're going to want to spray those as well.
Okay.
And one other thing you could do, once the ground really freezes, and we're talking closer to Thanksgiving, maybe get some salt marsh hay or some mulch and put it around the base of that hydrangea, about 12 inches tall, 12 inches wide. But again, okay. you want to make sure that the ground is frozen so that the rodents aren't trying to find like a house for the winter. And if you put it too early, you know, you're just bringing them in and saying, all right, I got a nice hotel for you. It's got food, water, and shelter. So that's why you wait. You could probably get the salt marsh hay at this time at a garden center. And then and then hold on to it until about Thanksgiving time to put it out.
Oh, okay, great. Now, if by chance, because they're almost a little bit too big for where they are, but I figured if I cut them back, they might be fine. If I had to move them, would that be in the spring also?
I'd do it in the spring early before anything comes out really help you out.
Okay, I'll try cutting them back first. But thank you so much for all that information.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had talked with Chris. She talked about, right as the break was going up, about transplanting the hydrangeas. Now, I like to, when I do any transplanting, I like to do it when a plant is dormant, so it doesn't have as much shock. So earlier in the spring, the better. The other thing that I would want to see anyone do who's doing any type of transplanting is use the Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's a great product because of the... It helps with transplant shock with their beneficial microbes in there. That mycorrhizae fungi that attacks the root system beneficially helps with the transplant shock, helps make it so that transition is a little bit smoother. So anything you can really do to help, the better. The other thing that I just want to suggest so that anybody knows when they're transplanting something is try to get as big of a root ball as you can handle. So a hydrangea, say it's 4 feet tall, you know, don't go with something that's just barely getting the roots. Get as much of a root system as you can, because the more roots you have to transplant, the less shock that tree is going to go in. So just a couple more things you can do to really benefit you going forward. With that pruning, you know, pruning back some of the flowers at this point, and then pruning again in the spring, especially with paniculata type hydrangeas, they'll bloom on new wood. So you can prune in the late winter, early spring to help benefit the plant, especially if it's gotten too big. One of the other things that you got to look at in general for anything that's overgrown. If it's flowering next year, usually you'll hear experts say, you know, on the internet, that type of thing. Wait until after it's done flowering. But this is the thing. If something is just too big, it's just too much, you know, maybe cut it back and just not worry about the flowers next year. You know, if the flowers, you can deal with not having them for a year, but you can't deal with them being so big, cut them back. You know, a lot of the trees and shrubs, you know, can be actually pruned in the winter. One of the best times to do tree work in the industry is actually the winter. because what it'll do is there's no leaves on there. You can see where the branches that are crossing. You can see that the cross branches. You can see the rough crotches where the two trees will split, that type of thing. You know, same thing with like a Japanese maple. You can look at it, get rid of some of the dead wood. Early spring when there's no leaves, that type of thing would be great. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Go right into the back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Joan in Massachusetts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Brandt Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thanks for taking my call. I grew some, you know those purple things?
In the vegetable garden or in the...
In a pot. I grew them in a pot. I forgot what they're called, but they're purple, shiny purple.
Pretty, the flower is shiny pretty. Purple?
No, the plant itself. It's a vegetable.
The eggplant?
Eggplant. Okay, I grew a couple of eggplants, and they came out beautiful. They were purple, shiny. They were only about, probably not quite as long as the palm of my hand, though. But they grew in clusters, like five or six to a cluster. I had a lot of them. They never got any bigger, like, than the palm of my hand. Long, and they were thinner, and they were full of seeds, and they were black beauty. So I think they should have been at least the size of my hand. And what happened?
Now, they could have, did they miss any waterings during the season? Did they get stressed out at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, usually one of the first things that leads to that is it could have missed a watering, maybe two, you never know, to stress it out so there's not enough water for the plant to expand. The other thing would be fertilizer. I'm about to go to a break. We got a couple minutes in between the break, so why don't you hang on to the line for me, Joan, so I can give you some more information about the eggplants so we can make your eggplants bigger and better next year.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, so hang tight for me. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday morning's synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh that leaves 11 people dead and 6 wounded, the Israeli Prime Minister says,
"The entire people of Israel grieve with the families of the dead. We stand together with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. We stand together with the American people in the face of this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality."
3 police officers among the 11 killed. The suspected gunman, Robert Bowers, is believed to be a neo-Nazi based on his social media postings. He's in a hospital after being shot by police, facing 29 federal charges. The Attorney General of Saudi Arabia is in Turkey today to hold talks with investigators there, looking into the murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi, killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another half hour to answer all your gardening questions. We have some open lines, so feel free to give us a call. Before the break, we were talking with Joan from Massachusetts in regards to her eggplant. Now, a couple things wanted to touch base on. Did you fertilize this season at all?
Well, I did. What I used in the pot was my compost. I have a good-sized compost pile. I used that, and I used worm castings. But okay. I only used the worm castings probably once when I planted them.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe I didn't use enough fertilizer.
I think that could be part of it. I'd like to see you use maybe like a Neptune's Harvest product that has the fish and seaweed mixture. Having those organic additives is just going to help it. You can do those every 10 to 14 days. During the growing season?
Yes. Yeah, I think I really under-fertilized.
And I think I think that's part of the deficiency of what was happening.
Okay, a question I do have. Do they grow, this is the first time I've planted them, do they grow in clusters?
There are certain ones that will definitely grow in clusters when they bloom and they have their eggplant. So they definitely do.
All right, so I shouldn't cut any of them off or anything?
No,
I
wouldn't. See, a lot of people will have problems getting flowers on the plant, so it will have more fruit. So that's, you're actually benefiting well from having them like that. You definitely want to have the flowers come in and blossom for you and have them all in clusters like that. You should be fine. It's really, one other suggestion, if I could, for you would maybe looking into I don't know what size pot you have them in, but maybe getting a little bit bigger pot. To give.
Well, I have them in a 25-gallon, one of those.
Never mind.
Cloth one.
Yeah, no, never mind. That's a good size.
Them in. I had two of them in there, though.
Okay, are they spaced out nicely, I would assume, or?
Well, they were probably a foot away from each other. Yeah.
I'd maybe see if you could
put one.
Yeah, if you could just put one in each, I think it would be more beneficial. It's kind of like kind of like a fish tank. When you get fish in there, they can only grow to the size that they can in that fish tank, right? You know, that's one of the old sayings. It's kind of like that with the same thing with eggplants or, you know, a tomato or squash or any vegetables that you put into a pot like that. If they're in an area, they're gonna share root systems a little bit, but they're just gonna be competing with each other. One's gonna take a little bit more, then the other one's gonna take a little bit more. So any of the nutrients that you get in there, they're gonna be competing for. So you might have one that's better, or they might just be kind of stunted like that. So that could be part of it.
All right, one other question I have for you. Now, should I have used all my own, just my own compost, or should I have bought some type of something else to put in with it?
Well, so, you know, you could add just a regular soil to it, like a potting soil. But, you know, your compost is very good to add to it. The earthworm castings that you said, that's a good benefit to it. It wouldn't hurt to add maybe some Biotone starter. That's a good product to add to it. It helps. It's a beneficial microbe that attacks the root system in a good way. And you could also...
But it is okay just to use your own compost.
Yeah, it's great to use your own. I just wouldn't use it just compost alone. I'd add a little bit of soil to it so it's not just a very rich soil. I mean, rich soils are great, but you want to have it so it has... the root system wants to go out a little bit and fend into the areas and grow that way. Your compost is good to use, but I definitely have some mixture in it as well.
Okay, so put a bag of soil in too.
Yeah, mix it 50-50 or, you know, maybe a little bit less than the soil, but it's definitely good to use as an additive to keep the roots stronger, to keep them in the soil for longer.
Okay. All right, well, I thank you very much. I'm going to try again next year, and hopefully I can get a little bigger one.
Well, good luck, Joan, and keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including Holytone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back to the lines. Who's up next?
John's in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, love the show. You're doing
a
great job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
A couple of questions for you. I took in my fig plants, and they still had little figs on them. They were very hard, though. But I took them in because we were getting frost here in Mass.
Yep.
Should I have done that or not?
Well, it'll... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you continue with what you were saying.
So should I have taken those in, or should I have left them outside for the leaves to fall off?
Well, so taking them in is just going to help them with the temperatures. You know, it's going to shock them when the leaves fall off. You kind of want that natural process to happen. How do you overwinter them normally?
For this will be the second year, I've been putting them into the stairwell down the basement, the outside stairwell.
Okay. Now, when abouts do you put that in there?
Well, I put them in there, what, about a week ago, two weeks ago? About a week ago when we got that second frost here in Tewksbury.
Okay.
So that's when I took them in because they didn't look very good.
Yeah, no, understandable. Definitely it'd be fine for it. Don't bring it back out at this point. Actually, you know, we're looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 60s during the day, and one of the nights is at least 50 overnight. So you might bring them out during the day just to so they don't get too hot in that stairwell.
Okay.
So I would definitely take a look at trying to bring them out and slowly bringing them in at night to get them even more so they know that the temperatures are changing. It's just, like I said, looking at the weather, I mean, typical New England weather, we got 60s in the middle of the week and some of the lows at 50. So, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's touch and go. It's weird. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were looking at it and saying, all right, it's going to be 30 at night, 32, 28 at night. Now, all of a sudden, we got 60s again. It's like a late Indian summer for us.
It's very cold where it's down in the basement, down in that stairwell.
Well, so if it's very cold, maybe just keep it in there and keep it so it's at that same temperature so it's not going to reacclimate to the weather, that type of thing.
Okay.
Is it in an area where the sun won't hit it all day?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's dark.
There's
no windows in that stairwell.
Definitely. So I'd definitely leave it as it is. Leave it in there. You did fine by bringing it in. Any of that heavy freeze could really affect the fig tree long term.
And another thing with the figs, two more questions about the figs if I can.
Yeah,
Patrick.
No problem.
Should I fertilize them and water them and give them a fertilizer while they're sitting down there?
No fertilizer at this time. You don't want to promote growth. You want it to have that dormancy period. A lot of times, I've heard people actually taking their fig trees, digging a trench, a hole type, and planting the whole plant into the ground, laying down, and just leaving it be for winter, covering it with straw, hay, that type of thing, and not doing anything. That's the same thing that you want to do in that stairwell. Just leave it alone. You might want to water it now and then, maybe in the next, during the week, probably with the warm weather, it might perk up a little bit, so water it a little bit. Don't soak it. Don't, saturate it so the water's going to sit and create rot in the root system. Just give it a little something, and maybe water every month. No fertilizer at this point. You don't want to promote any growth. You want that to have that dormancy period.
Yeah. And why didn't it, the fruit, we had a lot of fruit, but very few of them grew to a good size and turned ripe. A lot of them are still on there, about a half, quarter of an inch in diameter, and very hard.
Okay. What do you? How often did you fertilize during the season?
Once a month, maybe. But once a month, I've been fertilizing them. I've been fertilizing them with. I started off with the growth, and then I went to bloom. And the bloom and the growth. The liquid.
What I would do is I definitely next year. Look at it for fertilizing every 2 weeks versus every month. Okay.
Okay.
That you can use the Espolin products. You can also use like a liquid, like a Neptune's Harvest organic fertilizer, that type of thing.
Yeah, I have that.
I know we had a really rainy winter. Summer. I wish it was rain, not snow. We had a rainy summer, but we had a lot of heat. A lot of heat. We had a lot of 90 or higher degree days. And so what could have happened, even though it rained a lot, they could have dried out because of those temperatures. And lack of water sometimes, especially when it's really hot, will not allow the plant to ripen as quickly, and it will like stunt it a little bit.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. Because what's happening is the tree itself is trying to preserve itself, get into the next year, and create seeds. so it can go further along. It just doesn't die back.
Okay.
So as it's not getting a lot of water, it'll stop making the fruit, and any fruit that's on there will just stay, like, stunted.
Okay. That's what seemed to be happening to this one. Two more questions, if I can.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. I just took in what I thought was my Christmas cactus. We brought it in because of the weather.
Yep.
And it's starting to bloom.
Okay.
So is that a Christmas cactus or is it a Thanksgiving cactus? Is it an Easter cactus?
It might be a Halloween cactus.
Oh yeah, something.
John, I'm about to go to break. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to still answer your question. So I want you to hang tight on the line for me. And on the other side of the break, we'll get to the rest of your questions, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. We'll be right back after this, and we'll finish up with John today.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the guy to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with John. He had a couple questions. The last one was about his Christmas cactus. John, you still there for me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you brought the Christmas cactus, and it turned into a Halloween cactus on you, huh?
It's got beautiful, beautiful buds on it. All over. It's huge. It doubled the size this year.
But yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish up what you were saying. Sorry.
Yeah, it's. I thought it was a Christmas cactus. You know, it seems to bloom twice a year in years before, but this year it seems to be blooming a lot earlier.
Well, so when did you take it in?
About 2 weeks ago, when we had those 2 days of really bad frost, we dropped down to the high 20s at night. So I brought it in and just put it where it normally sits, and now it's blooming.
Yeah, so what could have happened is usually a Christmas cactus needs like that dormant period, about 6 to 8 weeks, where it's cool before it forms its buds. The Christmas cactus, to get it to bloom a little bit later, probably around beginning of August, it needs that dark, cool treatment for about 6 to 8 weeks. Towards the end of it, that's when the blooms will start to form. Once they've formed, it usually takes about 12 weeks, maybe a little bit less, for the blossoms to appear. So if you think about that, that's a 18-week span So we're talking about 4.5 months. So if you're looking to get it around Christmas, it does have to have a dormancy period during the summer to get it to be a little bit later. If it doesn't have the dormancy period and it's been outside, which is fine, it's just going to bloom earlier for you.
Okay. I thought maybe it was one of the other cactuses that they have. But
no.
That's okay. As long as it's blooming and it's healthy, I don't care.
Yeah.
Gorgeous plant.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's what's happened. It just didn't have that dark period to get it to push its blossoms till later on.
Can I have one more question, Patrick?
Yeah,
please?
Sure.
I've got aprovites, and they're about 20 foot tall, and I missed fertilizing them in August, and I use Plantone. Can I, or should I fertilize now? Or can I?
You can use
anything.
You can use a fertilizer. Use it at half the rate at this time.
Okay.
But what I want you to use instead of plant tone is use Hollytone on the arborvitaes.
Hollytone?
Hollytone, yeah. Anything that is evergreen likes a more acidic soil. And Hollytone is based for more of an acidic soil type plant. So use the Hollytone versus the plant tone on the arborvitaes. You're going to notice it's going to be more beneficial for you.
Because when I read the Hollytone package, it says, you know, when I read the plant tone package, it says for arborvitaes. So that's what I've been using for over. Should you want me to use the Hollytone instead?
I'd rather you use the Hollytone. To be honest with you, I like the Hollytone on anything that's evergreen, and arborvitaes are considered evergreen. So I like to have that on there to really give it a boost. They like more acidic soils. So by using the Hollytone, you can use it at half the rate right now. You don't want to put too much in because you don't want to promote growth. But in the early spring, late winter, early spring, you can start putting the Hollytone down, and that'll last for the season. Just make sure you put everything on the drip line of the plants, and it should definitely work out for you.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so very much. And my wife and I, we love your program. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. And hopefully it's sunny out there in Tewksbury. I'm down in my basement in Lowell, so I can't see outside yet.
It's awful out. It's really blar and, you know, damp, and it just stopped drizzling now. It's going to be not a nice day. That's all. We're up and we're talking.
Exactly, and I think the only other good thing is the Sox are up 3-1 in the series, and maybe they'll win tonight.
Yes, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, that's the end of the program today. I'd love to be next week starting off the show with the Shandells and Dirty Water playing for a Red Sox victory or World Series championship, so let's hope that happens. I'll definitely catch you guys next week. Remember, be nice to each other, go out and plant something, and enjoy your week.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.